这首诗歌说深爱耶稣。
So this hymn says more, the more I love Jesus, more love to Jesus.
如果今天主耶稣问你，你有爱他吗？
Today, if Jesus asks you, do you love me?
你会怎么回答？
How would you answer him?
你可能说有，我有爱你。
You might say yes, I love you.
但是主耶稣在问你爱我有多深吗？
But Jesus might ask you, how deeply do you love me?
有时候我们爱主，只是因为主给我们福气。
Sometimes we only love Jesus because he gives us blessings.
当生活很顺利的时候，
When life is smooth,
我们所求的东西得到主耶稣的回应的时候，
When what we pray for, we receive,
那我们就很爱主了。
Then we really love God.
感谢主了。
We thank the Lord.
很奉献了。
And we offer.
我们常常来聚会。
We come to church.
但是有时候，当事情不是按我们的旨意发生的时候，
But when things do not happen according to our will,
比如说，因为守着道理，你要失去一些自由。
For example, to keep the faith, we have to give up some freedom.
因为遵守道理，你被人家攻击。
To keep the commandments, we are persecuted.
因为爱神，你被这个世界抛弃。
Because we love the Lord, we are forsaken by the world.
那你还会爱主吗？
Then will we still love the Lord?
保罗也曾经经过这样的这种挣扎。
Paul previously encountered this struggle.
我们看罗马书第八章。
Let us look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章
Romans chapter 8,
我们看第三十五节。
Let's look at verse 34.
罗马书第八章三十五节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 35.
三十五节，一起读。
35, read together.
谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢？难道是患难、困苦吗？逼迫吗？是饥饿吗？是赤身露体吗？是危险吗？是刀剑吗？这里保罗先自己问自己一个问题。
And so Paul asked a question here.
有什么东西能使我们与基督的爱隔绝？
What can separate us from the love of Christ?
这句话是什么意思？
What does this mean?
就是有什么东西可以让我跟神呢、啊、已经断绝关系了，我就不再理神了。
And what are the things that will cause us to cut this relationship with Christ?
就好像你愿意你把一道墙自己盖起来啊，然后你再听不到对方的声音。
For example, you put up a wall between you and someone else so you can't hear them.
我们盖了大的房子都很容易啊，有不同的墙，也有 drywall 啊，也有砖做的墙壁。
So in Canada, we have many different types of walls. We have drywall, we have concrete.
啊，那有一些墙壁呢是比较薄，一下就可以拆掉。
And some are thinner than others, you can take it down right away.
啊，有一些墙壁是结构墙。那是很硬的，那不容易打掉。
And some are load bearing, and so they're very solid, and it's hard to break.
那但是保罗都说了，有什么东西可以挡住基督的爱进到我心里？
And so Paul asked, what are the things that can block the love of Christ to come in?
意思就是说，有什么东西可以让他不再爱主了，不再跟随主了，不再听神主耶稣的话？
In other words, things that cause us not to love God anymore, not to listen to Him.
这个是值得我们思考的问题。
And this is a question worth pondering.
有什么东西值得你放弃你的信仰？
What things would cause us to give up our faith?
那这个每个人的答案可能不太一样。
And everyone's answer might be different.
有一些人可能一点点钱，他就可以放弃他的信仰。
Some people for a little bit of money can forsake their faith.
可能有一些人说一个关系，他就可以放弃跟神的信仰。
For some, it's for a relationship.
但是保罗问自己，有什么东西可以让我不再爱主，不再跟随主？
Paul asked himself, what are the things can separate me from Christ?
他就问自己，
And he asked himself,
第一是不是患难呢？
First, is it tribulation?
患难呢，就是信了主之后，生活变得很不顺。
Tribulations mean after you come to believe, your life is not smooth.
这个是跟我们一般的做见证的刚好相反。
And this is opposite to most testimonies.
我们今天的见证都是信了主之后特别顺。
Usually our testimonies are after you believe, your life is smooth.
工作很顺。
That work is smooth.
健康很好。
That you're healthy.
钱赚的更多。
That you earn more money.
又买了房子。
That you bought a house.
那我们就出来做见证。
And so we come out to testify.
哇，我们就主耶稣很爱我，我也更爱主。
Jesus loves me and I love the Lord.
但是保罗说，如果有困苦，如果有患难呢？
But Paul asked, what if there's tribulation?
那我会不会因为这样就不爱主？
Would I not love Christ for this?
第二个问题，他问是不是困苦呢？
Next, he asked, is it trouble?
困苦就是你好像被困在一个你不想要的环境里面。
If trouble is if you're in an environment you don't want to be in.
英文就是 get stuck, 好像在卡在一个地方里面。
Or if you're stuck in a place.
像保罗来说，他常常因为 传福音呢，很多的困苦。
And so, Paul, for the sake of preaching, he's often stuck.
有些时候是肉体的困苦，因为他被放在监牢里面出不来。
Sometimes he's stuck physically, like he's put in prison.
有些是心灵里的，哇，好像很没有自由，好像很多东西重担压在他里面。
Sometimes it's of the heart where it feels that there's a lot of burdens pressing on you.
没信主没困苦，信了主之后有困苦，那你信不信？
That before you believe you had no troubles, after you believe you're stuck. Would you believe?
这个也是一个问题。
This is a question.
再来，他说，难道是逼迫吗？这个更严重了，逼迫就是被人家打的。
And next he asks, is it persecution? This is even more severe.
被人家骂还不算逼迫。
To be scolded is not considered persecution.
被人家讲一些很难听的话来攻击你，那个还不算逼迫，因为他还没有到皮肉，没有到这个肉的痛。
Someone who criticizes you or says hurtful things, this is not persecution because not physical.
逼迫真的是打你啊，伤害你的身体。
Persecution is when they physically beat you, they harm your body.
没信主没有这个逼迫，有信主了，或者是为了要守道理的，被人家打，被人家放到伤害身体。
That you don't believe in before you believe in Christ, you weren't persecuted. Now that you believe, you are.
再来了，这饥饿了。
How about famine?
为什么饥饿呢
？Why famine?
因为他为做主耶稣做工没钱了。
Because when you work for Christ, you might not have money.
他以前当法利赛人，还有一个很固定的生活。
Before, when he was a Pharisee, he had a very steady life.
别人尊重他，可能会给他一些钱。
Others respected him, maybe gave him money.
那保罗当使徒没有拿到一毛钱。
But Paul, as a disciple, did not receive any income.
还有呢，很多教会的不接待他。
And many churches did not welcome him.
少部分的教会接待他。
There's only a few that hosted him.
像腓立比教会有爱心，就给他一些食物，给他一些生活的供应。
So, like Philippi church, it gave him some income and some food.
那哥林多教会就很没有爱心。
But the Corinth church had no love.
虽然很有学问，但是他们那些人呢，这个都很骄傲，也常常会怀疑保罗的这个身份。
Although they were very educated, they were very proud, and they constantly questioned Paul's status.
所以他们也不太愿意接待保罗。
So they weren't really willing to host him.
保罗就说：“我也不用你们接待。”
And Paul said, "I don't need you to host me."
你们心不甘情不愿，我也不要你们的接待。
That if you're not willing to do it, I also don't want to accept.
所以都要自己要做帐篷。
So he had to make tents.
自己做帐篷、卖帐篷，哪有办法吃饭？
To make the tents, to sell the tents, so that he had money to buy.
就是有时候他到处跑，就没有办法做帐篷。
But sometimes when he's traveling, he does not have time to make tents.
有时候真的没钱，没钱就没饭吃。
And sometimes there's no money, and without money, there's no food.
再来，这里说，难道是 nakedness, 就是赤身裸体吗？
Or is it nakedness?
为什么会赤身裸体？
Why would he be naked?
就是被打之前要衣服要脱光啊。
Because before he's beaten, he has to strip.
好像打他。
And then he's beaten.
让他羞耻。
So that he is humiliated.
哇，对，从肉体到心灵都在受苦。
So from the physical to the spiritual, he is suffering.
最后还有刀剑。
Next is even the sword.
这个刀剑有时候是人的刀剑。
Sometimes this is the sword of man.
比如说，去传福音，路上有强盗啊，拿刀出来威胁他。
For example, he goes preaching and he encounters robbers that take out swords to threaten him.
有些时候就是属灵的刀剑。
Sometimes it's a spiritual sword.
所以有时候想想，这些如果我们遇到这些事情，我们就会不会放弃？
So if we encounter these, would we give up?
我们的信仰有时候都会达到一个点，就是会很累，或者是很软弱。
Sometimes our faith reaches a point where we are very tired or we are very weak.
不是神不想理我们了，是我们想跟神隔绝。我们说够了，我们够了，不想再辛苦了。
It's not that God doesn't care about us, but we want to cut it off. We've had enough.
我们想把一道墙壁围着自己。
We want to build a wall around ourselves.
像保罗那个时候，他就问自己，要不要放弃？
And like Paul, he asked himself at this time, should I give up?
因为36节，我们读36节。
And let's read 36.
一二三，如经上所记，我们为你的缘故，终日被杀。
对，
人看我们如张宰的羊，这个我们就是保罗了，还有当时的基督徒，真正为主耶稣做工的人。
So this we is Paul and the other disciples and workers of Christ.
早期的基督徒都是被追杀的，都是被追着来打的，被追着来害的。
The early believers were all persecuted.
他们不是说想说我要不要守道理而已，他们的困难是我要不要坚持下去。
Their issue wasn't should I keep the commandments, but should I continue on.
他们的决定是不是我今天要在家里很舒服呢，还是我去教会？他们不是想这个。
Their thoughts was not, oh, should I be comfortable at home or go to church?
他还想说我们信的那么辛苦， 受了那么大的患难，还要不要当基督徒？
But their struggle was, I have endured so much, should I still keep being a Christian?
我们今天有没有遇到这些苦难？
Today, have we faced this difficulty?
我们有我们自己的困难。
We have our own difficulties.
但是保罗告诉我们一点。
But Paul tells us one thing.
我们看三十七节。
Let's look at verse 37.
三十七节。
37.
一二三。然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。保罗他得胜。
So Paul, he was victorious.
这些东西本来不可能得胜的，太困难了。
These things he cannot overcome, it's too difficult.
谁可以得胜？
Who can overcome it?
啊，患难、困苦、逼迫。
Persecution, danger, sword.
饥饿、赤身裸体、危险、刀剑。
The famine, and trials.
谁可以得胜这些东西啊？
Who can overcome these?
全部一起来，你怎么得胜？一样你都得胜不了。
If it all comes together, how can you be victorious? One at a time is really hard enough.
为什么我们今天很软弱？
Why is it today that we are so weak?
很想放弃。
That we want to give up.
很想自己用墙壁隔绝了。哦，我不想听了，我不想理神了。
That we want to put up a wall and stop listening to God.
保罗为什么他能够得胜？
Why was Paul able to be victorious?
他说不是靠他自己啊。
It was because he did not rely on himself.
不是他的自己的信仰很好。
It was not because his faith was very good.
而是有一件事情让他得胜。
But there was one thing that allowed him to conquer.
37节。
37.
靠着爱我们的主。
That it is relying on him who loved us.
他每天想到主怎么爱他。
Every day he thought of how God loved him.
你的患难很大吗？
Is your trials very hard?
你的患难大得过主耶稣吗？
Are your troubles greater than Lord Jesus?
你的困苦很大吗？
Are you struggling? Is your,
你的困苦跟主耶稣比起来，
Is your tribulation greater than Lord Jesus?
你的赤身露体，你的刀剑，你的危险，跟主耶稣比起来算什么？
Your persecution, the danger, the sword that you face, does it compare to Lord Jesus?
主耶稣为了你，
Jesus did it for you.
受了那么多的苦，
He suffered so much.
你有没有资格说我放弃？
Are you worthy to say I give up?
保罗说他觉得没有资格。
Paul felt that he had no right to.
他每次想到主的爱就得胜。
Every time he thought of the love of Jesus,
主耶稣为我受了所有的苦。
Jesus suffered so much for me.
主耶稣爱我。
That he loves me.
所以我要坚持下去。
And so I must, persist.
这个就是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
所以今天当我们很软弱的时候，
So today when we're very weak,
一直要求神的爱再一次鼓励我们。
We need to ask the love of Jesus to once again encourage us.
有时候我们没有办法遵行神的话，或者是没有办法突破自己的困难。
Sometimes we can't obey the Lord's commands or we can't overcome ourselves.
是因为我们爱主不够。
It is because we don't love the Lord enough.
主爱我们，但是我们爱主不够。
The Lord loves us, but we don't love Him enough.
所以我们求圣灵感动我们。
So let us ask the Spirit to motivate us.
所以我们被圣灵充满。
So that we can be filled with.
神的爱就在我们里面。
And then the love of God is in us.
就可以得胜一切的困难。
Then we can conquer all things.
现在我们要来祷告。
So now we're going to pray.
我们特别要。